podcast for witches, intersectional feminists, and Wiccans alike, with a focus on current events, witchcraft, paganism, and life as a person of color, aka my day-to-day life. Before we get started, just some basic housekeeping. If I research something or have done research, it will be cited on the blog post with a corresponding title. I will be using the terms Wiccan, pagan, and witch interchangeably, but only in reference to myself because I identify with all of these titles. This does not imply that they are the same thing. And I love being able to make my podcast and blog for you all, but this podcast will sometimes contain ads to help me pay for necessities in college. If you would like to support me and my work and minimize the need for ads, please go to anchor.fm/wiccantations and hit the support button. Starting at as little as 99 cents per month, you can subscribe and help me financially. Any donations are greatly appreciated. Thank you. This is a Tea and Tarot episode. This means that I will be talking about anything related to reading and or interpreting tarot cards. Alright everybody, I'm back. Merry met and blessed be. First of all, once again, I'm saying it, I'm trash for not uploading anything on the blog. Just, if I say I'm going to upload it on the blog, just consider it not true. And then look about a month later and then you'll probably finally see it. I'm half joking, half serious. I will try, again, to get it up there. But I keep on, like, getting distracted by other things because I am a student and I have, like, homework. And I'm also looking at, like, colleges and stuff. So I keep on, like, having applications to fill out and financial aid stuff to fill out. Quick little rant, side rant before I get into the meat of this episode. College applications and financial, especially the financial aid portion, is actually the worst because basically, like, some schools ask for this thing called the FAFSA, right? Which is like the federal application. I don't know. Ooh, all right. I hope y'all didn't hear that. It's like the free application for federally sponsored aid, something like that. It's called the FAFSA, and it's basically, like, what the government thinks you can pay, right? And so, some schools are like, hey, we just want that, and that's it. So, some of my schools that I've applied to, they're like, oh, yeah, that's it, and you're fine. And this is, like, low-key transfer stuff, so. While other schools are like, we also want this thing called the CSS. And I'm like, I don't know why you want that, but okay. And so, that's, like, a private application, and that's its own headache to fill out. And then some schools, in addition to the CSS, want this thing called the IDOC, which is, like, where you submit copies of your tax forms and W-2s. So, it's just a never-ending cycle of, like, we want it here. And, like, because it's money, on one hand, I get it, because you want to know, like, exactly how much this kid's going to pay. Because colleges are not only an institution for education, but they're also a business. I have to make money somehow to keep open and everything. But, like, what? It's so annoying, and it's so hard, and it's such a roundabout thing, and it's like, if you mess up, it'll take you forever to fix it, and I hate it. And that's really all I have to say on that. But, yeah, this is another Tea and Tarot episode. Lord knows I told myself I was gonna post stuff on my Instagram, but I didn't, so boo-hoo to me for that one. Shame on me. I take full responsibility for that. But, like, yeah, Tea and Tarot episode. So, my question that we're gonna be dealing with is, am I going to get into a college that is good for me? And it took me a while to come up with this one because, like, I've been wanting to ask it for a while, but for one, because it's such, like, a yes or no question, I feel like it's kind of hard to do with tarot cards in and of itself, so that's a bit of an issue. Oh no, I walked away. Can you hear me? I'm sorry. What was I saying? Okay, back closer now. I did not think that through. I just, like, my brain bleeped on that one, so my voice may have gone in and out those past few seconds. But yeah, so because it's such, like, a yes or no question, I'm a little wary on, like, asking it of my cards and everything. Because I'm like, I don't want to put them in that position, you know? Like, it's a very concrete kind of thing. But I feel like my happy medium is asking, will I be in a college that's good for me rather than will I be in a college that I want? Because what I want may not be what I need. So I feel like that's my concession. So the way I'm going to be doing this is I'm going to call it I don't know what I'm going to call it yet. I'm going to figure it out. But at the moment, it's like a 3-4-5 spread. And I think, no, maybe not 3-4-5. Sorry, I'm still working this out as I'm recording this. Because I didn't get a chance to yesterday because things were happening and I had an unexpected event to attend, so I didn't get a chance to record. But, it's kind of the idea that, I've gone to 3 schools previously, so I will have 3 cards for that. And then there's the present, and I've been doing this process. Actually, I think a 3-4-5 is perfect because I've been doing it for about 4 months. And then, a 5-card spread for my future, I think, gives it enough variability to be, this isn't, I'm not necessarily just looking at, right now. This could be, will I end up at the school I get where I want, where I need to be in, 4 years, or will I end up there very soon, and I'll kind of let it progress how it progresses. Lord knows how I'm going to draw it and fit this in a square that makes a very nice, comfortable Instagram post. I don't know how that's going to go. So right now, I am shuffling my deck. I use the original Rider-Waite-Smith deck. If I don't include Smith, who's the artist and is a woman, whoop whoop, tell me, because I need to include Smith because she's important to this process, and you can't just, acknowledge. You need to kind of acknowledge, everyone who's known to have worked on something. So yeah, so I use a Rider-Waite-Smith deck, just a normal, basic yellow one. I have, mixed feelings on the whole, a tarot deck has to be given from someone else to you. I kind of believe that, and I also kind of don't, in the sense that, you can have your own feelings and emotions about a deck, and you can pick it for yourself. And, while I would have preferred to have picked this deck out in person, I definitely just ordered it from Amazon. And, not that it's invalid, just, make sure you are willing, you just have, Prime or something to be able to return it if it doesn't feel like. I had thought that I was ready to get a second deck, and I thought that I would get something that was more, I don't want to say fitting to my aesthetic, because it's definitely not my aesthetic, but, a general, more, a softer deck. It's a softer deck. It was going to be, I think, the Kawhi Tarot deck. Random side note, I've come to the realization that I say tarot in New Orleans, and that's, a little weird. It's oh yeah, people say tarot, and other people say New Orleans, but I say New Orleans. But yeah, and I really thought I was ready to do it, but the second I, opened that packaging and had that box in my hands, I could, feel it in my gut that this was not for me. Maybe not ever, maybe it was just not at this time, so I ended up sending it back, getting a refund, and it was fine. So definitely go with your gut when picking a deck. So yeah, I'm using the Rider-Waite Tarot deck. I ordered it from Amazon. It was $20. Original version, and all that stuff. And as the book I will be using as a reference will be WTF, What the F is Tarot and How Do I Do It by Baccaro Wintner, owner of Everyday Magic, with illustrations by Autumn Whitehurst. Please excuse me if I've said those names wrong. I haven't really had time to sit down and read the book cover to cover, but in terms of using it as a reference for the readings that I've been doing, it's been very helpful, and it's very much plain language, not too mystical and stuff, and I enjoy it. I really do. Alright, how am I gonna set this up? Maybe I should do a 1-2-3 set instead of 3-4-5, because that's a lot of cards and I don't have that much time. So yeah, as much as I don't like it, I think I'm going to switch to a 1, while I wish I could do a 3-4-5, I think I'm going to switch to a 1-2-3, 1 for the past, 2 for the present, 3 for the future, because I think it's just more manageable, and I think my babies understand. So to start off this ritual, I'm going to take the time, close my eyes, take a few seconds to acknowledge the different elements and what they will be doing for me in this ritual. I personally do that for all my tarot readings because I like feeling that, like, it's inviting the elements into my circle that I'm doing for this reading. And it's not like I have anything fancy. I'm literally sitting on my bed, still in my pajamas. It's 9:20 a.m. on a Saturday. And I'm just going to be, like, rolling out these cards. But I think what it's going to do for me, what it does for me is that I feel like now I'm putting my intentions out there. And I feel like something's actually listening for me and waiting to respond rather than just, like, putting the cards down. And you can just, if you don't have time to cast a circle, that's totally fine, and it's perfectly valid to just put the cards down. But because this is such a heavy question for me, I want to make sure to, like, fully acknowledge everything that's going to be helping. Deep breaths, deep breaths, deep breaths. Air, you lift me and you bring me up, and you are the wind that blows through my new hair that costs $100. And you carry me where I need to be. I welcome you. I hope you can help me with this reading, and I hope you can blow me and my ship in the right direction for the next 7 to 8 or so years of my life. I welcome you to the circle. Water, you wash over me. You act as a rocking motion and somewhat of a lullaby. You cleanse me from both physical and mental impurities. Water, I ask that you help, use your gentle waves to help push me in the right direction. I welcome you to the circle. Fire, you are an act of purification. I celebrated you couple days ago, last week. I can't remember how time functions anymore. I acknowledged you a couple days ago and your purification abilities. I want you to make my heart pure in this reading. And I want you to make sure to keep me warm on my journey, no matter how cold the outside gets around me. Fire, I welcome you to my circle. Earth, you are grounding, you are nurturing, you are the mother. And while I don't have a mother in my life, I have you. And so I ask that you ground me and you act as the comfort for me in this process, in this reading, and in this journey. I welcome you in my circle. Spirit, over my life, you've been beaten, you've been stomped upon, you've been locked into a box, but now I am trying to set you free. You are important to me, you are valid, you are what carries me throughout my days, you are what helps me lift up my friends and lift up myself. Spirit, I welcome you. I ask you to take care of me and to keep mine high and to help me in my journey to being, to getting to where I should be. I welcome you to this circle. All right, ready to do this reading. We're going to go bam. I'm going to do it in a bit of a spearmint spread because my past is like, and starting out with one being the first card, which is my past down closest to me, two right above that in the middle, and then three almost like a reverse pyramid, so like the point of the, or like a triangle, so the point of the triangle is facing me, and in the base, like the flat part of the triangle is facing away. And yeah, I've laid out my cards. Let's do this, guys. All right. First card, Five of Cups. Sorry, I, like, didn't normally flip to the appendix before I, like, start this process. But, I didn't today because it's, like, a bit of a rush thing. So, I'm having to flip through pages. I'm sorry. 91, 92. Alright, Five of Cups. Teen angst and real angst. Caused by disappointment, death, or things not going as planned, the Five of Cups is an indication of grief. Rather than the acute and immediate response depicted in the Three of Swords, this card speaks to a residual sadness and the inability to move on. While it may point to a recent loss, it can also reveal a hurt that was never properly processed. All of the five cards possess an adolescent quality. As a suit's middle point, this card may excavate old wounds that call for inner child healing. When a client faces this card, be gentle. You may be reading for a fully functioning adult, but there is a strong possibility that in this place, they are transported back to an injured younger version of themselves.
Maybe at whatever age the wound was inflicted, it wasn't safe to grieve, or they didn't know how, but now is the time to feel it. Yeah, that's in this case, I do feel that it is pretty fitting. Because while there are like a lot of good points over my first years, the first three school, I've been to three schools in my life. So over the course of all those years of schooling, it's been a bit rough. It's been a bit hard. There are certain things. It's more my personal life rather than technically in my schooling that I feel these regrets, but there are certain places where I do feel a lot of regret that's hard to move away from. So I think that's pretty indicative. Yeah. Okay, next two cards. We have the Empress and we have Eight of Wands. So this is my present, so let's start with the Empress first, who is, the Empress is the third card in the Major Arcana. Sorry, I gotta flip through it a little. Alright, the Empress. The quote is, "I have always been the woman of my dreams." Nayira Wahid. I might be wrong in the pronunciation, so excuse me for that. Overflowing, abundance, feminine, passion, nurturing, lush, indulgent, sensual, seductive, embodied, welcoming, beauty, queen, fertile, maternal, generative, confidence, richness, unashamed. That's, yeah. In my present, I have grown a lot. I've changed a lot. There is a very oppressive presence in my life for up until about 2 years ago. So these 2 years have been my most formative, my most developing years. I found paganism and Wicca and witchcraft, the craft. I've grown a lot as a person. I've learned more about myself. I've become an activist. I've learned more that I really, truly enjoy being there for other people and caring about others' rights. So yeah, it's definitely have been a time of learning and growing, and a time for coming into myself. I've come to realize that I identify as pansexual, which means that your gender identification or your sex does not matter to me. It's a matter of who you are. And I mean, yes, whether I find you attractive, but like, if your attractiveness is not based on your gender, you are just attractive because I think you are attractive kind of thing. And I've also come to the realization that while it's a very controversial topic, that I am polyamorous also. And like, maybe I'll only ever be in monogamous relationships in my life, and that's perfectly fine. But it, for me, being polyamorous is more the acknowledgement that like, I'm open to the idea of being able to romantically love more than one person at the same time. And I know for some people that's like, what, I don't understand. But for me, the way I understand it is that like, if you think of how friendship works, you may have more than one best friend. Not everyone wants to have more than one best friend. Some people may have like one and done, but a lot of people probably have more than one best friend. That doesn't mean you love them in the exact same way. That doesn't mean they hold the exact same values or that you do the exact same things together. They're different people. You have a different relationship with each of them, but they are equally important. And for me, polyamory works in the same way, but it's romantically. So it doesn't have to be at that level, but just like openness to the idea that like, if I do end up in a romantic relationship with more than one person, I think that's okay. And I think that's perfectly valid. All right. Eight of Wands. Page 82. What? I'm on page 92. Where? It says Eight of Wands, 82. I don't understand. Oh, I flipped pages. Duh. Sorry, I'm like, spit spacey today. Alright, Eight of Wands, married to the hustle. The rapid-fire movement of the Eight of Wands is both an exciting and all-consuming time. True the Wand's swiftness. This card enters quickly and demands quickness on the part of its recipient. One after another, we are presented with opportunities that demand our full attention and creativity, and we want to give it our all. With these opportunities, the prospects of success, travel, and adventure are introduced. A good omen for people looking for jobs or searching for a new path, this is not a time for indecision or settling. It can also threaten long-standing commitments that, while necessary, are not as exciting as the Eight of Wands. People consumed with this energy can be horrible company because they are entirely focused on a goal and neglecting other aspects of life. Unless this is a chronic behavioral pattern, encourage patience. Oftentimes, the Eight of Wands leaves as quickly as it came. That is too true. Right now, it's like rapid fire applications, looking at scholarships, looking at gap year stuff, like doom, boom, 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 boom. It's just constant, it's immediate, and it's super fast, and it's coming at me. And like, honest to God, I swear to you, like, I did no homework this week because all of my attention was on filling out different applications. So it's too real. That is too real, my cards. Too real. All right, next up, we're starting that top section. Slightly hilariously enough, I got the moon. So this is the three card set that is representative of my future. So I've gotten the sun and the moon on either side, and I'm saving the middle card for last because for me that will carry the most weight because it's in the same position as my past card. So that kind of idea that's like it doesn't have to be a direct line, but there is a bit a direct line to a certain extent from the past to the future. So looking at the sun and the moon, and so the sun and the moon are cards 18 and 19 in a tarot deck, just so you know. Card, the moon is 18 and the sun is 19 respectively. All right, the moon. We need the tonic of wildness. At the same time that we are earnest to explore and learn all things, we require that all things be mysterious and unexplorable, the land and sea be indefinitely wild, unsurveyed, and unfathomed by us because unfathomable. We can never have enough of nature. Henry David Thoreau, Walden. So for the keywords for the moon is reflection, receptivity, wild feminine, subconscious, mother, intuition, phases, mystery, night, wilderness, lunacy, madness, shadow, illogical, complex, darkness, nature, hidden, dreams, instinct. So I think that for me, in the specific context of like whether I will be able to get to the school that I need, I think this means like there may be a lot of changes in my process to get to where I need to be. So that may just mean like, hey, all the rapid fire stuff you've been going through the past few months is going to continue until May 1st when you submit a deposit. It could also just mean that like the first 2 years I'm going to be like maybe going to a local school and then going to a big school. I don't know yet. We'll see. But I think it does mean that there's going to be a lot of changes, and it's also going to be a lot of time for me to like look back at stuff because certain aspects of my process have been like solely based in the fact that I'm at a certain point in my life. So I know come January of next year, around my birthday, I'm going to be at a different point, and that may reflect back onto where I am now. So it's kind of like looking at that. So I think that's kind of a good thing to know. And for the nature, the hidden, the dreams, and the instinct, I think it's also a commentary on the fact that like I've been taking this introspective journey, so I think that it also means that, like, that will continue on in the future. And just like, I don't know about dreams, I've been having a lot of, it's a little frightening because I've been having a lot of nightmares recently surrounding like stress. It's like been a lot of like stress dreams. So I've had nightmares about like being kidnapped and held for ransom, and that my parents can't afford the ransom because, like, you know, college is expensive. College is a lot of money. It's like even the cheaper state schools are still like $20,000, and we don't have $20,000 to pay. So the dreams and the instinct part is a little, it resonates with me a little more than I would like. All right, moving on to the sun. I have sometimes thought that the reason the trees are so quiet in the summer is that they are in a sort of ecstasy. It is in winter when the biologists tell us they sleep, that they are the most awake, because the sun is gone and they are addicts without their drug, sleeping restlessly and often waking, walking the dark corridors of the forest, searching for the sun. Jean Wolfe, Peace. The the keywords for the sun are pleasure, community, illumination, joy, innocence, energy, bursting, jovial, abrasive, freedom, aliveness, radiate, paternal, vitality, presence, youth, vibrant, relief, radiance, goodness, celebratory, confidence. If that's not a good sign for my future, I don't know what a good sign looks like, and you can just, like, consider me dumb, and just, that's a good sign. That makes me really, really happy and really, really hopeful, because that means, that tells me that at some point, I will end up where I need to be, and I will be happy. And that's been a bit of a thing that I've been worrying about. Like, that's great. That's amazing, and that's fabulous. That's, like, exactly what I needed to hear, you know? Cards, please don't be appeasing me. I will say that, though. I really hope the cards aren't just, like, appeasing me. It's like, let me throw this happy one in, simply so you can be happy. Like, I wouldn't appreciate that. But, yeah, I mean, I don't... There's no other way to take those words. Before we continue, I do want to look at the cards kind of in a lineup. So, on the left side, starting with my past and going up to the future, you have the Five of Cups, the Empress, and then followed by the Moon. So kind of like what that says to me is that, like, I started off in a place of, like, suppression and darkness. I went through a reflective period, and my reflective period will continue on, which is okay, but it will also get a bit of a maternal light, and certain aspects that were may have been hidden will be revealed to me, and that kind of thing, and that's great. So looking at the Ray, it starts at with, once again, the Five of Cups, then it moves to the Eight of Wands, and then the Sun. So that kind of progression tells me that, like, again, starting in the place covered and in darkness, and then it's like there's a real fight here, like it's a battle, you're on the grind, on the hustle, doing stuff, constantly moving, pushing, planning, scheduling, etc., etc. But in the end, there will be a happy ending. You will see the sun. I'm not a big Beatles fan, but here comes the sun and all that. Doo-doo-doo-doo, here comes the sun, and I'll say it's all right. So kind of like it will end well, and it will end in lightness. All right, now it is time to look at our final card, which is... Ooh, never again. I hate rolling my R's unless it's like for a single word. Sorry, never again. Is the Queen of Cups. That's a new one. Alrighty then, where am I gonna find you, Queen of Cups? How did they order this? One second. Maybe I should look for C for Cups. Because this is a little annoying. Where's C? Sorry, I'm trying to, like, flip through this whole thing, this whole, okay, I think it's 114. Right. Okay, I think I found it. So Mother of Cups, the slightly codependent nurturer. Mother of Cups is going to scoop you into a hug the second you meet her. And not one of those limp one-arm travesties. I don't know why I wanted to say tentacles. That's a little weird. She genuinely wants to embrace you, and you want to let her. Her warmth immediately puts people at ease, and you may find yourself pouring your heart out to her. She is open and inclusive, qualities that inspire vulnerability in everyone she meets. Being guarded doesn't make sense or feel necessary in her presence. She is an old soul, both psychic and empathetic. She awakens our desire to be seen and accepted and offers herself up for the job. Cut out to be a therapist, social worker, or nurse, she is naturally inclined towards helping others. She will intuitively connect with any healing modality she pursues, spiritual or otherwise. If she decides to offer it professionally, it won't look much different than what she's been doing her entire life. She's a born hero through and through. Wow. Oh my goodness. That makes me actually really, really happy, because I feel like it's a twofold kind of reading for me.
in the sense that, like, I want to be a therapist, so that may mean that I will end up being in, like, a therapist-type position at the end of my journey, which is great. But then I think it also is, like, an indication, because I've been looking into going into getting therapy for myself for some of the stuff that I've been going through, and I think I need it. So I think that may also be saying a way of saying that, like, hey, this is a good idea that you should go through with in the future. So it's a twofold happiness. So to summarize, my past was a Five of Cups, which is kind of like you're oppressed, you have problems going on, your cups are spilling over, some of them haven't yet, but you know, it's not looking good. It's not looking good. My present, which were two cards right above that, is the Empress and the Eight of Wands. Empress being like a self-identifying journey, being regal, putting yourself out there. Eight of Wands being like you're on a roll, you're hustling, you're pushing through, you're doing what you need to. Don't be too obsessed about it though. And then my future spread, which is three cards situated, positioned in like a pyramid scheme right above the present cards, is the Moon, the Queen of Cups, and the Sun. The Moon being like intuition and reflection and like nightly vibes, the Sun being happiness and love and joy, and the Queen being like therapy, so nurturing. The Queen of Cups being like a therapist, nurturing, loving, and caring for you. And yeah, that's my reading for today. Thank you so much for giving me a listen. Seriously, I will try to post on my Instagram more often. I'm going to get it together for that, and I'm trying so hard to get my blog together, but just, like, mostly rely on my podcast, guys. That's really all you need at this point, I think. But, yeah. Merry men, merry part, blessed be, have a good day. Thank you so much for listening. Feel free to contact me by email at wiccantations@gmail.com, or you can find me on Instagram at the handle wiccantations. That is spelled WICCANTATIONS. If you'd like to learn more about my opinion on these topics, please visit my blog. The link is in the bio. I am doing bi-monthly anonymous tarot readings. If you would like to submit a question, please email me, DM me, or contact me through my blog with anonymous tarot reading in the subject line. If you would like to guarantee a tarot reading by paying for one, feel free to contact me for more information.